Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, setahun setelah pandemi COVID-19, banyak orang Australia terjebak dalam lingkaran setan peningkatan utang sambil mengandalkan banyak pinjaman pribadi untuk menutupi tagihan rumah tangga dan biaya hidup mereka. Jika utang Anda semakin tidak terkendalikan, layanan konseling keuangan gratis dan rahasia dapat membantu Anda menilai situasi Anda dan memberi Anda rencana pembayaran yang dapat dikelola. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Setiap hari penasihat keuangan National Debt Headline, Sarah Brownshaw, berbicara kepada orang-orang yang berjuang untuk membayar tagihan atau khawatir tentang pembayaran mereka. Ia mengatakan bagi banyak keluarga, respons ekonomi terhadap pandemi COVID-19 adalah tertinggalnya dalam komitmen keuangan mereka, dan sekarang mereka menghadapi utang yang jauh lebih tinggi.
We've got a situation where now sort of almost a year on, people have got bigger debts than they had 12 months ago because they haven't made any payments on their loans and credit cards and mortgages in many cases, and the banks have continued to add on interest. So therefore, they actually now owe more today than they did 12 months ago, which is quite a concern.
Jika Anda mengalami kesulitan membayar tagihan dan pembayaran kembali pinjaman Anda saat jatuh tempo, membuat rencana dan menghentikan utang menjadi lebih besar adalah ide yang bagus. Ekonom dan anggota Masyarakat Ekonomi Australia dan Uruguay, Sydney De Maria, menyarankan agar kita mulai dengan membuat daftar utang dan tingkat bunganya.
Number one, you have to know exactly how much you own and to whom you own it. And while this seems obvious, many times people just lose track of how much they are actually owing. And then ideally have not only your budget, but also a bill payment calendar that you front load after you get your paycheck. So that means you get your paycheck and the next 3-4 days are aimed at trying to pay off a bit of that debt.
Saat menangani banyak utang, Sydney De Maria mengatakan Anda harus memprioritaskan pembayaran kembali utang yang terkait dengan aset Anda dan yang memiliki tingkat bunga tertinggi.
If you have multiple debt, it is ideal to start paying off those that are tied to assets and those that have higher interest rates because of the effect of compound interest. Understand that interest compounds and never goes away. So if you owe 10 and on something and the interest rate is 10%, you loan 11 tomorrow, and then 12.2, and then instead of 13, 13.7, and so on and so forth.
Seorang pendukung yang bersemangat untuk inklusi keuangan, keadilan, dan ketahanan finansial bagi orang-orang Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander, Linda Edwards bekerja di organisasi nirlaba Financial Counseling Australia. Linda Edwards menekankan pentingnya tetap berhubungan dengan kreditor Anda dan membuat rencana pembayaran yang dapat dikelola. Ia juga menunjukkan bahwa Anda perlu mengetahui bagaimana berbicara dengan mereka.
The very first thing that I would say to someone if talking to their banks is to always use the word I am in financial hardship. Then obviously there'd be a different type of conversation around what you have capacity to pay.
Jika menyusun berbagai suku pembayaran terlalu ruwet bagi Anda, Sydney De Maria mengatakan produk keuangan yang disebut konsolidasi utang memungkinkan Anda menyatukan semua pinjaman kecil Anda menjadi satu.
So say you have 7 credit cards and all of them are overdue for months. So a debt consolidation product will grab all those 7 debts, put them all together in one big one and give you a loan to pay that off. So then instead of having to pay 7 different debts, you just have to pay one. The benefit of this is the interest rate that will command is usually lower than the average of all the other 7.
Namun konselor keuangan National Debt Headline, Sarah Brownshaw, mengeluarkan peringatan tentang bahaya produk seperti konsolidasi debt itu.
There's a lot of misinformation and confusion about those products, and would really encourage anyone who's thinking about debt consolidation, please speak to a free financial counselor first, because then that may actually not be your best option.
Brownshaw mengatakan banyak orang berada dalam perangkap utang karena lembaga keuangan mereka tidak mematuhi kewajiban melakukan pinjaman yang bertanggung jawab.
our organisation also has a legal aspect and policy aspect as well. And the responsible lending is a big one where people historically have been given, you know, multiple credit cards where they really couldn't afford. In some cases, they were even on Centrelink when they obtained them. In many cases, we're supporting people to lodge complaints with AFCA, which is the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, which is like the banking ombudsman.
Linda Edwards menyarankan untuk mencari bantuan dari seorang penasihat keuangan segera setelah Anda merasa Anda akan memiliki masalah dalam memenuhi pembayaran utang Anda.
Ring the National Debt Helpline, and that's 1-800-007-007. And if there is a need for them to see a financial counsellor face to face, the financial counsellors on that hotline will be able to refer them to the appropriate services that are nearby.
Jika bahasa Inggris bukan bahasa pertama Anda dan Anda merasa kesulitan memahaminya, maka penasihat keuangan di National Debt Helpline seperti Sarah Brownshaw dapat menggunakan layanan penterjemah yang disediakan oleh Departemen Dalam Negeri. Ia mengatakan, seorang konsuler keuangan juga dapat melakukan advokasi atas nama Anda jika Anda tidak dapat membayar tagihan energi, internet atau tagihan telepon, hipotek, kartu kredit, atau pinjaman gaji.
They then get sort of, I suppose, an extra layer of help because the financial counsellor that they can actually have conversations with, for example, with their banks or with their energy companies and things like that, and sort of help advocate on their behalf.
Terdapat sekitar 850 penasihat keuangan di seluruh negara ini yang menyediakan layanan gratis dan rahasia yang dapat membantu Anda menegosiasikan opsi pembayaran kembali dan memperbaiki situasi keuangan Anda.
I'm sure that we're not reaching, you know, as many people as we would love to reach. And I think sometimes people are perhaps from countries where they're just not used to, you know, being able to speak so freely and to seek help. And a lot of people are from countries where, sadly, there isn't the sort of help available that we're lucky enough to have here in Australia. So they don't actually know that help is available.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.